You're listening to the China Myth Podcast, a show about understanding today's China and how to work more constructively with your Chinese counterparts. It's brought to you by EME China Consultants and hosted by me, Gene Chu, author of The Chinese Honeymoon Period, Everything We Know About China, and the soon-to-be-published Exactly What to Say in China. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is actually the second in this series. This is called Level Up Your Mindset for China Business. So this is probably right up your alley. This is what we're going over today. We're going to do a curiosity exercise. I want to get everybody thinking, what do Chinese people value most in their business relationships?
Some norms of business relationships that apply to all cultures overall. And I think that potentially it could be know, like, and trust whoever you're working with. Know them to like them and to trust them. But also, I think there's a component too in there, what's in it for me.
Let's try to ask the question a different way. What is similar between what Chinese people value in business relationships versus you as an American, and what might be different? What do you think the main differences might be? We're trying to contrast 中国人 重视的东西和外国人重视的东西有没有差别？你知不知道这个差别是什么东西？That's the question。对，你可以说没有差别，或者你可以说我感觉这是差别。等你知道这个问题的答案的时候，你就可以在中国突破。突破 means breakthrough. You will be able to make breakthroughs in China once you understand the answer to these fundamental questions. What is similar and what is different and what Chinese people value? And that's what we learn in these Chinese language and cultural immersion experiences. So before we really get started, we're going to warm up, which is we've been doing this for a while, and we take a few key Chinese phrases and we learn to say them, but we don't not only learn to say them because you probably know them, but we learn how they apply in the Chinese cultural context of doing business.
比，你知不知道这个字的意思？是这个字，我不知道这个字，但是我觉得比是。The
things that you lose in translations, but if you literally translated "比," it would mean that. Or those. Right? One of the things that you'll learn if you go watch the replay videos is the translations are a very poor substitute for actually understanding what Chinese people mean.
This, yeah, okay.
Okay. So be means that or those. And ci means this and these. But that you would think that, well, what does that mean when you combine these two words together? So when you combine these two words together, it means 彼此. Now, here's where you practice.
彼此.
Both in the third tone. 彼此. Right? And what this means is, it means each other or one another. Okay? 彼此. That's what it means. Now, what happens when you say it twice? 彼此, okay, this is a very, very common phrase in Chinese, all right? And now,
彼此,
you have to say it the way that other people, Chinese people do it. You kind of do this. 彼此, okay, so what does that mean?
彼此.
It means we're all in the same boat. It's a gesture. That conveys an intent to discover areas of mutual benefit. So when you're working with someone in China and they say something, 拜托你, for example, they've asked you for a favor, and then they may, as a courtesy, say 拜托你, your response would be 彼此彼此. And what that means is we're in the same boat. Whatever you're willing to do for me, I'm willing to do for you, and I'm sure whatever I'm willing to do for you, you would be willing to do for me. 彼此. Okay? And the thing to understand is 彼此 is not a translation. It's an attitude. Okay? It's an attitude. When I talk about, I don't know if you really read the book, The Chinese Honeymoon Period. I know you have a copy.
I read the whole book.
So the thing that we really focus on in that book is what is your attitude, mindset, and approach. So what these Chinese language and cultural immersion experiences are is I want to bring it all together. I want to bring the attitude together. What is the attitude that actually maximizes your ability to increase your cooperation? Or in Chinese vernacular, how do you deepen your guanxi? Okay, so that's what it all means. Now what happens when you replace the first 彼此 with 了解? Now I'm sure you know 了解.
了解. Yeah, of course. Know something really well.
Right? 了解 is to understand. Something. Okay, so when you say 了解彼此, that's our goal. For example, when you have a meeting, you start having dinner, you go out for drinks, you start doing some activity, getting to know each other. The goal is to 了解彼此, 或者了解对方, to understand each other.
对方.
Okay? 对方 is the person on the other side. Right? So this means 了解彼此 means we understand each other, but we don't understand each other in the literal translation of understand each other. We understand each other in the context of Chinese culture, which means there is an intention to discover how we can benefit each other. When we ask the original question, what do Chinese people value? Chinese people value chapter 2 of the Chinese Moon's honeymoon period. They value 利益, which is similar to the wisdom, what's in it for me, but they value what is the personal benefit of me engaging or deepening this relationship, 关系, with this other person. And 了解彼此 expresses an intention to discover how we can benefit each other. It doesn't mean I understand your background, I understand where your parents originally migrated from. That's part of the equation, but that's not the goal. The goal is to understand how we can benefit each other because Chinese people are very pragmatic. All right, so let's try the next one. First word is li in the fourth tone. It's more like 什么东西对我有利. And so I'm giving you translations, but I'm not giving you meanings. The translation is something that's favorable, something that's an advantage, something's a benefit, or something that's a profit. Okay, that's li.
Got it.
Okay. All right. The next character is yi. Okay. And yi, if you were to translate it, means something very similar. It means benefit, profit, advantage, or to increase. Now, the question that we want to answer is, what do these two characters combine? What does it mean? So first, let's say it. Li, yi. Okay, so if you were to translate these characters individually, very similar, you put them together and you say li, yi, what does that mean? Well, it means the perceived personal benefit. Okay? Practical personal benefits of deepening guanxi. This was chapter 2 in the Chinese honeymoon period. Li, yi. And the thing to keep in mind is Chinese people are very pragmatic, which means they're always trying to figure out 对我有什么好处? What is the personal benefit to me of deepening guanxi, of having dinner with this person, of sharing information with this person? That's what's going through the person, the mind, and the person in China. All right? Now, as we continue with how we learn to speak Chinese, we're actually not learning to speak Chinese. We're just using Chinese to understand how Chinese people think. We're using these characters not to teach you how to say them, but to help you understand the context of Chinese culture. So when we take li yi, which is the personal benefit that somebody perceives, the practical personal benefit that somebody perceives, what happens when we put this character at the end?
Like a beneficial relationship?
Exactly. Li yi guanxi is the term the concept, the feeling that describes what is the personal benefit to me of deepening guanxi with you, right? The benefits of deepening guanxi, the practical personal benefits of our cooperation. So this is where you always hear Chinese people say win-win in English, and I'm going to test your Chinese. What do people say in Chinese when they want to say win-win? 双赢. They'll be talking. They say, 我们这样子就会双赢。这是我们双赢的方法。这是我们双赢的办法. They're talking about win-win. The mutual benefits of deepening cooperation is you have to understand what is the 利益关系, what is the practical, personal, perceived benefits of cooperation to both of us. How do we achieve the win-win, which is 双赢? The key to remember is in Chinese culture, win-win is a mantra. It's actually not an objective. Nobody in China is actually trying to create a win-win. They use this as a term that expresses an intention to discover mutual benefits. The win-win, they could care less. They actually only care whether they win, but they have to use this mantra to say that 彼此, 彼此, we're all in the same boat. If you help me, I'll help you. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. So the terms in business cooperation for the mindset for China business is 彼此, 彼此, and 利益, 利益关系. Follow me for more insights about yourself in relation to your Chinese counterparts. And remember, a cultural dichotomy is just a contrast that lacks curiosity.